This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You should be totally part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know there's 3,000 other shows out there. But why would you want to listen to any other one? Anyway, here. Okay, so let me freak some of you out. We may have John Bolton on next week. I really haven't decided yet. I don't know why. I know what'll happen is I'll ask him questions. You know, a lot of these bigger names, when you have them on your shows, unless you're Sean Hannity, they have a PR person send you a list of questions you can ask. Not that you can ask. It's the way they actually want you to ask them a certain way. So I look at them sometimes and just laugh and go, okay, this is just foo-foo fluff stuff. Unless I can ask him questions the way I want to, unless I can have the open conversation with him, I'm not interested. You can see him on 100, some on other stations. Not a big deal, right? So we may have Bolton on next week. We'll see what goes down. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Because I know my listeners want to be part of the solution. Got that. Well, okay. And I get in so much trouble for this stuff in my local town. They think I'm flaming the fans of hate. Or I'm sorry, fanning the flames of hate. I'll get it right eventually. Because I talk about this BLM stuff. I talk about... How do they know I'm not talking about the Bureau of Land Management? Why does it have to be Black Lives Matter? You know? Maybe they're the racists. I don't know. But when you look at all that's going on in the BLM, when you see the videos, the secret videos or whatever you want to call them, where a BLM official or somebody high up, you know, in the BLM gets caught telling us how they're Marxists, they're trained to be Marxists, it's a whole different animal, right? They're training to do the wrong thing. They're trained to upset the U.S. way of life. Why do you want them to do that? You know, again, with all due respect to the people in Seattle, listening to some of them being, people who look like the normal Joe, listening to them being interviewed, and they, you know, they're Democrats, they've talked about living in the city for 40, 50 years, it's never really been this bad, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, these are people you vote for. You've seen it progressively getting worse. Some of us on the outside looking in, we see the numbers, the figures have been going up, crime's been going up. They nail you and saddle you with all kinds of taxes, just like they do with us here in California. And then you have the guts, or whatever you want to call it, to sit there and say, I don't know what happened, then vote them out. Recall them, whatever it is you need to do. Get them gone. Protesters are, there's a particular site that they keep hitting over and over and over again. Because a guy by the name of Micah Lee He is the owner of an auction site. You know, what's really funny is these guys with money that come against the government, the way they do, these anarchists, they don't realize they could have made that money without living in a country like this. They couldn't be the people they are. They couldn't speak out against the government that they the way they do if they lived in another country. Anyway, he goes through it. He says, look, I made a 20-minute video explaining exactly how to set up a cheap burner phone for bringing to protests to protect your private data in case police search, confiscate, or break your phone. Got a whole way to see it. And do it with your cheap phone. There's a terrorist giving other advice for protesters to be, you know, like terrorists, right? So when they're arrested, nobody can look through their phone. When they're arrested, nobody can know what they were doing. You know, there's advice on what to wear and how to wear it, a checklist of do's and don'ts. Right? And what to do. The laws guiding your filming of it. And what to do if you're arrested. Now, these aren't self-help videos. These are videos to help you break the law, skirt breaking the law, and creating chaos. And apparently those are okay. Yeah, but put up a video on why it's great to be a Christian and why you should accept Christ, and watch what happens to that one. I bet you that doesn't stay up long. Not joking, serious. You know, keep going back there, though. And I'm not trying to be mean. Keep going back there. I don't know if some of you heard the Black Lives Matter leader the other night say, hey, if we don't get what we want, you ready for this? We're going to burn the place down. Right? Does that sound like a peaceful protest? Does that sound like somebody just wants the black community to do better? They're dictating again. Right? That's the biggest problem. They're dictating again. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. He was on the Martha McCallum show the other night. And again, he doesn't. There's no problem with him coming out and telling these people exactly what he's going to do. Just like, you want to talk about it for real? Just like what Hitler did. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. We'll be back soon. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
I got caught up in music. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution. You really do. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean that sincerely. I know there's, a gazillion other shows you could listen to, you could want to be part of, and I appreciate that. All right, so let's get back at it. There's so much that I want to cover today. Let's get something straight here. I'm not against any organization. When they feel like a certain group is being wronged, I don't care if you're Asian, Black, Hispanic, whatever it is. If there's an injustice happening, yes, speak up. Do the right thing. Protest properly. Get people behind you. But do it properly. Martin Luther King Jr. won because he did it peacefully, forcefully, but peacefully. I mean, really, that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Black Lives Matter co-founder describes herself as a trained Marxist. Her words, we're not twisting them, they're not playing with them, none of that. It's the way she said it. You know, years ago, they used to hide this stuff. They do it covertly, right? Now, somehow, it's, you know, with the young people, it's kind of a sexy thing, right? And when I say that, what I mean by that is it's kind of cool to be the renegade. It's cool to be the rebel. Except if you were in the Confederacy. So, it's, you know, it's cool to buck your parents. All that stuff. But when you look at this, this is not what this is at all. Marxism. According to the dictionary, surprised they haven't changed this yet, it's a method of socioeconomic analysis that uses a materialistic interpretation of history. This was developed to understand class relations and social conflict, as well as the dialectical perspective to view social transformation. Right? And Marxists, for the most part, they believe that capitalism could only thrive on the exploitation of the working class. Well, you do need workers. I don't know what, see, this is like along the lines of hate speech. What is exploitation? What does that really mean? See, if I have a thriving business, I haven't talked about this in a long time. If I have a thriving business or a business that I'm just starting, just trying to make happen, and I got to go to the bank and get a business loan. Now, the business loan, I got to put up my house for collateral, my cars, my whatever, personal property, whole nine yards. Maybe I take a paycheck. Maybe I don't. Most cases, people starting their own businesses do not take paychecks, usually. Now you come to work for me. You're my first shipping clerk. You know that we just started. And now I hand you this agreement that says, hey, you'll work for me 12 hours, $12 an hour, 40 hours a week. Anything over that, I'll pay you whatever the law tells me I have to pay you, $18. You get 2 weeks vacation. I mean, the whole thing. You enter an agreement with me. This is what you're willing to work for. Now, we can do profit sharing. So a lot of companies do that at some point in time. You get a percentage of how well the company does. It's an incentive for you to help the company do well. I'm still missing the exploitation here. You know, it's one thing to come in and go, well, apparently you've applied for 60 jobs and I'm the only guy that may give you one. So instead of paying you $12 an hour, you have to take the job for six. You have to work 12 hours a day. There is no overtime. There are no benefits and there's no profit sharing. How do you feel about it? And we don't do that break thing every 2 hours. But I'm the only job available. I'm the only way you can feed your family. That's a little different. But when you come in willingly, you take the job, you know what the hourly wage is, you know, that's not exploitation. Somebody came up with the idea. Somebody designed the idea. They had to go figure out a way to develop that idea, to make it, to produce it. And somehow the regular worker should be as much a benefit for that? Are you crazy? They go on to say the Marxist believes that there was a real contradiction between human nature and the way that we must work in a capitalistic society. Marxism has a dialectic approach to life, and that everything has two sides. Funny thing about it is that a lot of these people that really push are usually people with money. No, really, some of the people around me that I know that have come out basically as Democrat Socialists / Marxists, right? They're lawyers. They got money. Right? And they get money from the government. Grants for defending certain people, certain groups of people. They're okay with all of that. Let's see how much money they give. Anyway, back to the BLM founder, who comes off as a self-described trained Marxist. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, she said in a newly surfaced video from 2015 that she and her fellow organizers, everybody involved in the group, are trained Marxists, making it clear that their movement's ideological foundation, according to a report, Cullors 36, was the protege of Eric Mann, former agitator of the, ready for this? Ready? The Weather Underground, a domestic terror group. She spent years absorbing the Marxist-Leninist ideology. The first thing she said, I think, is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia, in particular, are trained organizers, she said. She was referring to another co-founder, BLM, Alicia Garza. We're trained Marxists. We are super versed on a sort of ideological theories, and I think that we really tried to do so, built a movement that we could utilize by many, many, many black folks. While promoting her book, When They Call You a Terrorist, a Black Lives Matter memoir, in 2018, Cullors described her introduction and support for Marxist ideology. She said that she became a trained organizer with the Labor Community Strategy Center, which she called her first political home. She was mentored by Mann. We'll be back in a minute. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that migrants placed in fast-track deportation proceedings cannot appeal negative decisions in federal court, finding that speedy removals don't violate due process or constitutional protections against unlawful detention. In the 7-2 decision authored by Justice Samuel Alito, the court said asylum seekers whom the government seeks to summarily deport are not entitled to seek habeas corpus. The opinion from Alito, a conservative jurist appointed by President George W. Bush, said a 1996 immigration law that authorized those speedy deportations for border crossers is constitutional. Alito was joined by the rest of the High Court's conservatives in ruling for the administration, as well as liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. In a statement, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf called the ruling a victory for law and order and the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Help you hit the button. We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Please, please, please get involved, get engaged, be part of. Part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. You have to. You have to engage. It's the only way to truly get involved. All right? I mean, I try to make it as easy as possible for you. All right. Let's just get to it. I mean, I got so much of this stuff going on. So BLM, the BLM founders or foundership or whatever they're called, they openly admit to the fact that they're Marxists. They're trained Marxists. They were trained with Labor Community Strategy Center at the Community Strategy Center. That was her first political home, she said. The center, which describes its philosophy as an urban experiment, uses grassroots organizations to focus on black and Latino communities with deep historical ties to a long history of anti-colonial, anti-imperialistic, pro-communist resistance. Hello? You listening? You're listening to all this? It's also expressed its appreciation for the work of the U.S. Communist Party, especially black communists, as well as support for the great work of the Black Panther Party. Come on. Is this telling you everything right here? The American Indian Movement, Young Lords, Brown Berets, and the great revolutionary rainbow experiments of the 1970s. These people are sick. Extremely sick. In 1968, Mann was a coordinator for the Students for a Democratic Society, from which a more radical wing, the Weather Underground, here's that place again, was splintered. It was led by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who called for direct action over civil disobedience. They specifically were looking to overthrow the U.S. government. These people are all together in this. And they openly admit to it nowadays. Mann was eventually charged with assault, battery, disturbing the peace, damaging property, defacing a building, and disturbing a public assembly. He spent 18 months behind bars because of all of that. See, they think they have a right. They think, this is hilarious. They think they have a right to do all this under our Constitution. The Constitution that they loathe, that they hate. What they don't realize in other countries, right, they wouldn't last long. They need to be, you know, what is it, zapped with high voltage to try to get them to think a different way? Or they'd be shot. It'd be that simple. Communist countries don't let you talk like this. They're just taking, they are taking advantage of our laws, loopholes in our laws, to be able to pull this stuff off. Otherwise, again, like I said, in other countries, nowhere to be found. She would be gone. Somebody would have said she ran away or something, got scared, took off with her boyfriend. Think about it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The president brought up in his interview with Sean Hannity, or the town hall. You know, he opens, and this is where they get nuts with him, because he just calls it out, lets him deal with it. President says the violence in Chicago, Baltimore, and other cities are like living in hell. Right? And that simple. And the reason behind that is look at the deaths. Look at what's being done in those areas. Look at what's being done, again, in Chicago, right? Another weekend, 16 were dead, 30 were injured. I mean, there were more, again, every weekend in Chicago, more kids die than black men get killed by police in a year. Every weekend in Chicago. Now, someone's going to write me and say, why are you fanning the flames of hate? I'm not. Am I not allowed to speak the truth? What are you afraid of the truth for? You keep talking about the truth. You keep telling us that the president is a liar. You keep saying that guys like me lie. I am reading from the Chicago Tribune. I mean, that simple. The Chicago Tribune reported last week that there were 191 deaths so far this year as a result of the violence. Again, just to be honest and fair about it. It would take the police department 20 years to kill 190. I mean, I'm just the truth. 191 deaths so far in Chicago this year. It would take the police department 20 years if they were on course doing what they're doing. I mean, so-called killing black kids, to get to that number. 20 years. The papers reported that the majority of those deaths are a result of gunfire. The city under Mayor Lori Lightfoot saw its deadliest Memorial Day weekend in decades. Chicago Sun-Times reported that the city had the bloody weekends despite a stay-at-home order. Well, see, this is perfect. They have, you can't own a gun. You can't have a gun. So how are people getting shot up in the city? Right? Because they're doing something illegal. Because the left really believes that if you make laws, people will follow them. Well, you have a stay-at-home order. Not only did they not stay at home, they went out. I'm sure they had masks on because you want masks on. I mean, you really do, right? Then they really can't see you. You know what? I was reading an article today. Yeah, I'm taking another turn on you. Not really, though. That in many states, if you have a CCW permit, which is a carry concealed permit, that you can't wear a mask. You can't do anything to hide your face while you're carrying concealed. Hello? So even if you had a carry concealed permit in California, you couldn't use it. Because you have to have a mask on 24/7. Right? Chicago Sun-Times reported the city's bloodiest weekends despite stay-at-home order. The city also saw violent protests over the death of George Floyd. Governor J.B. Pritzker activated 375 Illinois National Guard soldiers to assist with street closures. Why don't they do that normally in Chicago? Why don't they do that to take back the streets? The Guard obviously has certain optics to it. They come with a certain level of equipment and presence. We don't want to squander that resource. Make sure that we only use it when we truly have a need for it. Lightfoot made an appeal last month at another outbreak of violence in the city. He asked residents to help police respond. How? They don't have guns, remember? They're not allowed to have guns. Why should they respond? Seriously. People know who the shooters are. You know... love this. You know who you are. These cowards cannot be given any shelter. No, you don't give them shelter. You send them actually back out the street every time they show up. Right? Come on. Think about it. It's a revolving door in New York. They get picked up with a gun. They go in. They sign the paperwork. And they go right back out again. Without the gun, obviously. But I'm sure. I'm positive. I'll bet a week's pay on it. That they'll have a gun within minutes. Within hours. Whatever. It's just craziest. Crazy. Bubba Wallace. Yes. He's relieved that the rope in the garage wasn't a noose targeted at him. He did say he was sorry and acknowledged his embarrassment. You know, you got to give people credit. With everything that's going on and the heightened... I don't believe this was... Anybody believe this was a Jussie Smollett moment? Because I don't. He tweeted out a statement about the supposed noose found in his garage. He said that he was relieved to know that it wasn't meant for him, but embarrassed by the mix-up. It's been an emotional few days. First off, I want to say how relieved I am, he said, that it wasn't. I want to thank my team at NASCAR and the FBI for acting swiftly and treating this as a real threat. I think we'll gladly take a little embarrassment over what alternatives could have been, Wallace continued. Make no mistake, though. Some will try. They should not detract the show of unity that we had on Monday. Now, for some of you who may have missed it, the FBI did determine that the noose found in Wallace's garage. I had been there since last year. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Lots more crazy stories on Inside the Break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Attention, gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Some messed up white people.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5560. Leo Terrell, you've seen him for years. I mean, he really was liberal. And he has made some major changes. Not that he is now in the camp of the not that he is running over to the Republican Party. I guess that's the way I'm looking at it. No, that's not it at all. But he has had it. He is irritated with his party. Majorly irritated. Not a little bit, a lot. You know, and I don't blame them. I mean, look, I'm not a Democrat, but if the Republicans and they haven't, they have also turned a little bit on some of us, but not like the Democrats. I have a lot of friends that are Democrats. They feel like the party, not only did the party take a left turn, but it left the planet and came back like something totally different. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about Bubba Wallace. And you know what? Give him credit. He apologized. And he's right. Could have been worse. Right? And so, you know, thank God that that didn't escalate quickly and go crazy. I don't know if you caught it today. Now, I haven't read the pages, so I have to go in there and read them. But the House passed its own crime bill, or police bill. I don't even know what they're calling it. And they've got all the answers. Now, there's even the police, not just the police departments don't like it. There's other people don't like it as well. Other agencies that don't like it. And yet they won't even talk about a bill written by a black senator. Right? And Schumer won't even take it up. I mean, won't even talk about it. Won't allow it to come up for a vote. Why is that okay? Why isn't that being... Well, we already know the reasons for this. I'm asking dumb questions on purpose. Right? You're missing all this stuff because it's so Trump 24-7. Beating on Trump 24-7. That there's no other... Apparently, there's nothing else going on in the world. Did you guys know they found more handwritten notes on the Peter Strzok affair? Right? That Obama and Biden were actually in on the Flynn prosecution. And it's not, this isn't a shifty shift moment. Yes, I laid my eyes, which I find hard to believe, but that's beside the point. When Schiff kept saying, I have personally laid my eyes on the proof that Trump colluded with Russia. Well, why is that saying that anymore? Where is he? Why isn't he being charged with treason or lying to Congress? Just asking. Nunez told the story on Thursday that the newly uncovered notes from the FBI official Peter Strzok directly tie former President Barack Obama, former Vice President Joe Biden, to the prosecution of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, the Clinton campaign started working with some dirty cops in the FBI. This is the Russian investigation he's talking about. That led to Flynn's conversations with the Russian ambassador. Or to his guilty plea of lying about his conversations. We don't know why they were, and then after the election is what the Obama and Biden all got involved in this. But they kept the investigation going. Flynn's attorneys say that the notes taken by Strzok indicated that the FBI Director James Comey appeared to downplay Flynn's conversations. Right? He said they were legit conversations. In January 2017 meeting where Obama and Biden also weighed into the conversations as well. At least at that period of time, Comey was trying to do the right thing. But remember, shortly after that, he does a lot of the things that are bad, including leaking his notes, according to Nunez. I know they're not going to prosecute on it, but most people, if you were an average intelligence officer in the military, you'd have been prosecuted in a heartbeat. With no thought given. I think that's true. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know that's true. Remember the story about the submarine? The young man that was in the submarine took a selfie of himself. Couldn't erase it from the phone. An old-fashioned flip phone that went bad. Threw it away. Ex-girlfriend got a hold of it. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. And then they put him in jail. Because he took pictures of a top secret sub being inside there. You could see the instruments. Well, you could see what instruments? What, numbers? Dials? That thing went through the system quickly. But not if you're a Democrat. That doesn't happen. One of the notes says VP Logan Act, which according to Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, indicates that Biden personally raised the idea of using the Logan Act to be able to investigate General Flynn. You hear that? Biden personally raised it after saying he had nothing to do with it and he had no knowledge of it. But see, they get away with lying. Their people have no problem with it because they're so righteous, they're so smart, they're so above everything that they can get away with doing that. On Wednesday, a federal appeals court ordered a lower court to allow Justice Department to dismiss the case against Flynn. This ought to be good. I mean that sincerely. You know, these guys are screaming about this now. How it's an injustice. It's terrible. They can't believe that the DOJ has turned into this. Not a word when their guy was in office. Not a word when their guy was using the Department of Justice to try to nail confessions in other people. That was okay, apparently. Now, come on, seriously. Now, you guys already know this. I'm kind of preaching to the choir here. But if you don't get involved, if you don't engage, if you don't help other people get engaged, we're going to lose. You know, look, let's just be honest about it. There is no guarantee that President Trump will be reelected. Absolutely none. Let's think it through. Right? And if he does get reelected, if you want four more years, as it is now, if you like it has been, then make sure that you don't tell your friends to go out and vote properly for the Senate. Right? I mean, think about it. You want four more years of this, of impeachment, of delays, of obstruction, of lying in the House, lying to us. Yeah, lying to us. I guess lying to the American people is okay. Lying to the Congress who lied to the American people is not okay. Seriously. I'm going through the hot stories of the night. Oh, and let's not forget Jimmy Kimmel. Another guy that got away with murder, so to speak. Newsweek is mocked for claiming that conservatives are weaponizing the cancel culture to tame anti-Trump celebrities. Right? And I don't even know how they think this even makes sense. Now, Newsweek raised eyebrows on Thursday with a report that framed conservatives as weaponizing cancel culture against critics of President Trump. Earlier this week, late-night host Jimmy Kimmel was under fire for newly surfaced audio obtained by Fox News, where he could be heard repeating using the N-word. So what? Does it really matter who got it? Is the point the word was used? Is the point the woman was raped, or was the point how they found out that she was raped? Or sexually assaulted, or whatever word you want to use. Kimmel issued an apology that largely focused on his past, using wearing blackface, and suggested that his critics are attempting to bully him into silence. And see, Dems are, the left and Dems are great at this. Of turning something they've done into an attack by somebody else. But if a Republican, a white Republican, had used the N-word, made fun of women, sexualized women the way that Jimmy Kimmel has, it would be a 24/7 news cycle until they were gone, thrown out of office, or thrown out of their jobs. When a Dem does it, every single time, they come back with, however, in other words, whatever I did was okay, but it's the people on the right that are trying to bully me and silence me. And that's real racism. That's the real problem. No, Jimmy, you're the real problem. You're a hypocrite. Same things you call it as being wrong and bad, you're doing yourself. It's like they all do. Same thing that Katie Hill was doing. Same thing, was she calling out President Trump for the same things that she was doing. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Come back later because we're here the whole week. Hopefully you'll be with us.